I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer as she is visiting the Upper Peninsula. We talked about the importance of the elections, the role of Michigan in this year's election, and more, but we did start our conversation off with an update on Able Medical Devices announcing a 30,000 square foot manufacturing facility being built in Marquette, thanks in part to a state grant. Here's more with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Well, it's really exciting. We know that, you know, the Upper Peninsula is a special place, and we want to make sure that you can make a good living if you call the UP home. And so we've gotten a lot of great investment here, but this new announcement, I think, is going to be good paying jobs for folks. And that's why our economic development work really matters. And that's why I am grateful to have partners like Jen Hill and Ed McBroom, you know, who are work across the aisle and make economic development a priority, because we know we've got to compete and win good paying jobs and support this kind of manufacturing and investment in the Upper Peninsula.
How big of a priority is it with your administration to get these kind of grants and funding programs and collaborations together to get these across not only the state but definitely here in the UP?
It's crucial. You know, we work collaboratively. This is, you know, about supporting, making the difference in a company that's crunching the numbers, trying to figure out, can they make it work? They know we've got great talent and workforce and a high quality of life and low cost of living. But sometimes, you know, as we compete with other states, they're throwing all sorts of things on the table. And we just got to be able to compete. Michigan's got a powerful story to tell, but we can't expect, you know, business to forego opportunities elsewhere if they've got, better economic development tools. And that's why sharpening our economic development tools, making sure Michigan always puts our best foot forward, and working collaboratively is the key to winning investments like this. And that's just, you know, you'll see in these homes that end up, you know, having jobs at this facility, what it really means for people, for kids, for families, for our future and ability to live the life we want to live in the most beautiful place on the planet.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning. Governor, of course, you are making a swing through the UP, helping with campaigns because we are in that season right now. What is it that has made Michigan such an important state? We're seeing campaigns coming from all over, the presidential campaigns, your stumping. What has made Michigan so key this time around?
And you can't turn on the television without seeing a million ads.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I know. I was talking to my own dad. He's like, I can't wait till this is over. I'm like, yeah, I know. This is an important election. Every election is important. We've got a stark choice in front of us. But I'm not going to get political. I just want people to get out and vote. We've made our laws, we've improved our laws. Our elections are safe and secure, and we've made it easier for people to participate than ever. You can vote in person starting October 26th. Right now, though, if you want to vote before then, you can get an absentee ballot and cast that as well. I've already voted. I encourage people to make their plan to vote. We get government that represents us, the more of us that come out and cast our ballots, and we want people to do that. So, and now is the time, my fellow Michiganders, and we're going to decide the outcome of the national election. We're going to decide who our legislators are, county commissioners. There's a lot on this ballot, and it's time to make your plan to vote and get that vote in as early as you can.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer with us here today. As we wrap up, I got about a minute here with you. I just want to get a quick thing in. As when you look at this now, as you're moving ahead into post-election and what we're going to see in Lansing, what do you anticipate is going to happen when things get back into session after the elections?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. This, you know, legislature's been, you know, out working. We've gotten a great amount done this cycle, and I'm eager to get everyone back in Lansing and get right back to work. I've got two more years on my term. It's hard to believe I'm already at the last quarter of my time as governor, but I got a lot of stuff that I want to get done, and I'm eager to get back to work. Regardless of who's there, I'm going to work with them to deliver for Michigan and make sure that as I leave office in 2 years, I can hand it over to whomever comes next in the strongest position that we can be in. And we're doing good work. We got lots more to do.
That's the comments of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.